Now, you may have heard about this in the news. I love stories like this. Monday afternoon, Banbury, a small carved figure of Henry VIII, went for an extraordinary amount of money after two bidders refused to give up. That is just the dream situation, isn't it, in an auction house. It was being sold by the widow of a man from Henley who'd bought it a number of years ago, just sat in a drawer with the last auction tag on it. And here's the thing, they paid £9 for it. Well, to tell us more about what happened next is the man who sold it on behalf of this lady from Henley. Delighted to say good morning and welcome to Joe Smith from JS Fine Art in the finest village in the county, Bodicot, near Banbury. Good morning to you, Joe.
A very good morning to you. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, what an extraordinary tale. I mean, first of all, Joe, can you just tell us about this carving then?
Well, an extraordinary piece and a really rare find, because carvings of Henry VIII from the period of Henry VIII are obviously very rare and few and far between. Mm. And this particular piece was particularly iconic, being Henry enthroned with his foot upon the papal head. At the time when the English church was pushing hard against the Roman Catholics. So it was incredibly iconic for its period and a very rare survivor, needless to say, 500 years on. It's a quite incredible piece.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, wooden, I mean, all of the time that has gone between that. How does it end up then in a drawer in Henley?
Well, quite astonishing. I mean, our client was an eclectic collector of just about everything and anything, but if he saw it and liked it, he bought it. There was no particular rhyme nor reason to his buying, but he just bought things that he loved, and luckily he had good taste. He bought great things, and the entire day of the sale, this was Saturday's sale, consisted of 500 lots being sort of the residual of his collection.
Wow.
It just attracted so much attention from, you know, across the world. We had an amazing array of buyers.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right, well, I'm just holding my breath until you tell us the amount, Joe, because I need to eke out a bit more.
First of all, I just want a quick correction. Obviously, when our vendor had bought the item, it wasn't £9. It was somewhat more than that.
Oh, okay.
It was somewhat more than that. But nonetheless, it was, relatively speaking, a
bargain. Relatively. Yeah, okay? That's a bargain. Let's say a bargain.
He had paid a little over £4,000 for it, from what we can understand from his widow.
So
he'd paid a fair price at the time.
Yeah.
And we estimated it probably to go for a fraction more than that, perhaps, at auction, because, you know, it's become rarer in the meantime. And, you know, we were sort of suggesting somewhere between £5,000 and £10,000.
Okay, so jump forward to the auction itself then, Joe.
To the auction itself, Saturday afternoon. We started the bidding. I mean, there were commission bids various. We had an array of telephone bids booked. We had live internet bidding with 3,500 people registered to bid online. And the bidding started at a somewhat paltry £1,200 or so, and shot up, to say the least. It was somewhat of a maximum wave of hands wishing to get in there first and get their bids in. It moved on up, went gradually up to around about the 5,000, which was sort of where we were anticipating it. Mm-hmm. And then it came a battle between two telephone bidders, and lasted about 5 or 6 minutes, which doesn't sound a long time, but in auction terms, that's quite a long time.
Yes, because you talk very fast,
sure,
Joe.
slow and sure bidding. But they were keen. They were both pretty desperate to own it, I think. It's a one-off piece. They won't find another, either of them. I think it felt like a case of whose pockets were deepest on the day.
And then, Joe,
so,
goodness me, it was climbing up.
The final hammer. Realised price was an astonishing...
Hang on. Oh, hang on.
Do we get a drum roll?
Yeah. Obviously, we need a drum roll. Sorry. The final price was, Joe...
£96,000.
Oh, my goodness. Great. I mean, was there, like, applause and gasps
and all sorts? There was applause, gasps, hushed silences, and congratulations all round. It was such a fantastic little bidding war, which is lovely to find at auctions. It always enthuses people. They all dash over to see the lot as it's being sold, thinking, what have we missed here? That sort of thing. It's gone to a fantastic home. The two people bidding were dealer collectors, both of them, and it's gone to a very good home from what I understand. So, yes, it's... It was a great day.
I can imagine. And I presume your client was very happy too, Joe.
Absolutely over the moon. Yes, indeed. I actually called me to check that I hadn't made a mistake.
Yes, where is the decimal? Are you sure about this, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, does this happen? How often does this happen, you know, stuff in a drawer? I mean, it's the stuff of dreams, isn't it?
It is the stuff of dreams, yes. Yeah. But it does happen. You know, people often bring things to us that they think nothing of. And I would say 50% of the time, most of the things have very little or almost no value.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they bring things in that they think are worth a fortune, and unfortunately they're not.
Yeah.
Then that other little percentage, there are things that they thought, oh, well, we were on our way to the tip. Was this worth anything? And it turns out to be worth thousands.
Wow.
So, you know, there are occasions.
Oh, fabulous stuff.
And it's exciting for everybody involved because, you know, those that are buying are excited to see new things, and those that are selling obviously become financially rewarded. We get the joy of selling it to people.
Yeah, and being in two moments of history, we were transported back to the 16th century.
Indeed.
And then we were seeing how much it's valued in 2020.
Absolutely,
amazing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
No, it was a great day, and I think everybody thoroughly enjoyed themselves, if nothing else, for that 5 or 6 minutes with the telephone bidding.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, I'm going to get rummaging in drawers right
indeed,
now.
Indeed, yeah.
We'll see you for the next hour.
You know where we are.
I do indeed. Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Joe Smith there from JS Fine Art in Bodicote near Banbury. So there you go. A tiny hand-carved figure of Henry VIII, bought for a small amount, went for £96,000.